This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AB, what's he going to do today? Jim, you got any ideas what he's going to do today?
I don't know. It was the Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
I think
He's been there a couple different Bentleys. 2 years in a row.
I'm not sure where he could go from there in terms of a...
Talk to Rick in Southside. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm curious, who, in the earlier segment, who is not left from the core? Like, you guys said all these people were leaving from the Pirates. You can criticize them for a lot of things, but the core group of players is still there. I'm curious as to why Kutch would be upset about players leaving.
Neil Walker.
He's on the DL. Okay.
Well, no.
That doesn't matter. Okay, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Wait,
it
he's does.
No. No. Wait. Hold on, Rick. Rick, I think that part of the rather than just coming in and trying to like bulldog through this, I think that part of the reason why there's disdain for what happened with Neil Walker is because the return that they got never worked out. And if you can't see that, then you're just turning a blind eye to it, Rick.
I agree with you there, but. How does that affect McCutcheon? Because, like, the core group of players is still there.
I'll tell you also how Andrew McCutcheon is affected by this. Guys like Andrew McCutcheon and Jordy Mercer and Tony Watson, largely, and Tony Watson's had a bad year, but they've held up their end of the bargain, and they've still never seen that big guy come marching in here to help them and to supplement them, and that free agent and or that guy at the deadline really help. That's how, Rick.
Okay. Well, in terms of the shirt posting, too, that you had said that it's taking a stand against the organization, what about him taking a stand against the people who vote for the All-Star game? Because the week before, he had the Kermit meme saying none of my business after he didn't get in, and he said, shut him, keep working. He tweets that amidst the 12-game winning streak. I just don't understand how you're going to spin that into a narrative that you want to say McCutcheon is pissed off. I don't get it.
Why do you not like Andrew McCutcheon?
No, I love Andrew McCutcheon. I think we should extend him tomorrow. I'm just saying. I think it's an unfair shakedown. That's all.
What, an unfair shakedown in terms of what?
You're putting words in McCutcheon's mouth, and you're criticizing the organization for not keeping a core group of players when, by and large part, they are intact except for two players, one who's in AAA, he can't hit the broad side of a barn, and the other one's a 32-year-old second baseman who has been replaced by probably the heartbeat of the team and Josh Harrison.
No,
I gotta be fair.
I'm going at the organization for not extending Andrew McCutcheon a contract beyond next year.
You just said that the core group of players was leaving. Name more than Walker and Pedro.
No, I didn't say that. First of all, Jim said
I said it, and guys are on their way out. It's just, and maybe that's it. That's the way baseball is. And maybe that's the way baseball has to be, but it just seems there's subtraction and there's not a whole lot of addition.
And you think that Andrew McCutcheon innocuously just made up T-shirts with a zip across the lip just because it wasn't for management to notice?
I mean, I think that that's a very peculiar thing for you to spin into. This has to be against management.
Let me tell you something. You think that? I know you're wrong. How about that?
Okay.
I know you're wrong. I'm not saying, okay. How about this? I know you're wrong by a first-person account. How about that? I'm not guessing. Let's just cut to it. I know you're wrong. I know that Andrew McCutcheon isn't happy with management. How about that? Let's just cut through the weeds and cut through the BS. I know I'm right. Is that what you want to hear?
Hey, I'm not in the locker room, but the last thing I'm going to say is this. Tim Williams on Pirates Prospects put it best. The perception of the organization inside Pittsburgh and outside Pittsburgh are two totally drastic realms, and that is a shame.
Well, Tim Williams can do whatever he wants. Here's the perception and all you need to know. I think the general manager's really good. I think Frank Coonley's really good. I also know that this team won 98 games. And came off it, and they went into a spring training with three starting pitchers who had no business being in that rotation.
Right.
And I know this isn't perception. I know that this is reality. They're 50 and 52 right now. And I know that this town expected more after 98 wins. So Tim Williams can say whatever he wants. I just know the reality of it. The reality of all of this is people here felt the window should be open a little bit longer, and it doesn't feel like it's staying open. It's a reality of it.
That's fair. I mean, that is fair. And you lost players that, not to like, you know, belittle anything that's been going on, but, you know, with Volquez, with Happ, that, you know, they signed contracts that weren't the craziest contracts in the world that the Pirates you could have matched. You saw that it Quintana. You find out what finally it took to get him. Four prospects. There's certain moves that were made over the last 2 years, 3 years, when this window was open, that you thought, you know what, Pirates could have done that.
Coming up next, your calls. I can't figure out what that guy wanted. Like, was he mad? Was he happy? Did he like the Walker trade? Who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.